From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and to presidential politics now. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both campaigned today in West Virginia, one day before the primary there. Polls suggest Senator Clinton will win that contest handily. Still, Obama continues to run as though his nomination is all but in the bag. He's scheduling visits to states that voted in primaries months ago, but will be crucial in a contest against John McCain, states such as Missouri, Michigan, and Florida. And there are signs of a potential compromise on the seating of the Florida delegation at the Democratic convention. Both Florida and Michigan had been banned for holding their primaries too early. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the long view from the Obama campaign.
The campaign in West Virginia has that through-the-looking-glass vibe on the eve of primary voting there. Senator Obama, who by the numbers seems to be cruising toward the nomination, spoke today in the city of Charleston.
There's an election here tomorrow. I am extraordinarily honored that some of you will support me.
Then, more than 30 hours before the polls in the state will close, he offered what sounds like a concession.
I understand that many more here in West Virginia will probably support Senator Clinton. This is true.
But it's about as upbeat as a predicted loss we'll ever get. Contrast that with this video posted on the internet by Senator Clinton's campaign. On the eve of a big win in West Virginia, her tone sounds anything but victorious.
I just want to take a minute and thank all of you who have been supporting this campaign. I just can't even tell you how much it means to me to have your enthusiastic, energetic support, the care that you give in everything you think about this campaign and talking.
Obama used his West Virginia event to focus on how the U.S. treats its veterans after they've completed their military service. He called for passage of a new GI Bill that would help returning veterans get a college degree. He noted that Senator John McCain, the presumptive Republican nominee, opposes the bill as too costly. And Obama said the Bush administration has failed to provide veterans and active military personnel with the basic care and support they've earned.
We all learned about the deplorable conditions that were discovered at places like Fort Bragg and Walter Reed. We've all walked by a veteran whose home is now a cardboard box on a street corner in the richest nation on earth. We've all heard about what it's like to navigate the broken bureaucracy of the VA, the impossibly long lines, or the repeated calls for help that get you nothing more than an answering machine.
Polls show that Senator Clinton holds a commanding lead in West Virginia. That's part of the reason why Obama spent just part of one day campaigning there. More telling are the other stops on Obama's schedule over the coming week. Michigan and Florida are on his itinerary, the extremely important swing states that were banned from the convention for scheduling January primaries in defiance of national party rules. It's important that Obama start mending fences in those states. By the time he gets to Florida next week, it's possible that a deal will have been made to seat the state's delegation at the convention and split its votes between the candidates. Tomorrow night, as the West Virginia results come in, Obama will be in another important battleground state that held its primary months ago, Missouri. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill represents the state and was one of Obama's key early supporters.
He's going to Cape Girardeau to have a town hall with people in more rural areas of the state about their challenges.
McCaskill admits that some people may see Obama getting ahead of himself by looking beyond the primaries.
But I do think that he is anxious also to get back to states that will be very important in November. And I think this is the first of many visits that he will make to states like Missouri that have a well-deserved reputation as a bellwether state.
No doubt he's also eager to cast himself as the Democratic nominee, a role that Hillary Clinton has not yet given up on winning for herself. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.